This podcast is brought to you by PayPal Melbourne Fashion Festival. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Fashion Update, your daily podcast that brings you the latest from PayPal Melbourne Fashion Festival. I'm your host, Christina Cavallari, and this is a special bonus episode because I'm joined by the very talented founder and creative director of Victoria and Woods, Margie Woods. Margie, welcome to the Fashion Update.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
How are you feeling today ahead of your show?
To be honest, it's such a busy day, so I don't actually think about it much because I have to tick off so many things, but I'm feeling really good. I can't wait to get there.
Now, what does a normal day for Margie Woods look like, especially around the time of PayPal Melbourne Fashion Festival?
Well, today we're participating in the Marie Claire runway, so it's a really crazy day. I've still got my day-to-day activities, including fittings for upcoming collections. I've got a few meetings regarding new store concepts, but I'm also running through final looks for the runway and even a seating plan for our dinner tonight. So yeah, there's no normal day in my life or in my work day, so I can squeeze a lot into a day.
That's what women do, don't we? We love to squeeze it all in. What was your inspiration behind your show in Runway 2?
Yeah, so the collection that we're showing, I think there's about 8 looks that we're going to be showing tonight. So the inspiration came from a villa called Villa de Rain in the French Riviera. So it's surrounded by the Mediterranean Sea on one side and the Alps on the other. And it's owned by a really famous art collector and photographer called Jean Pigozzi. So what we tried to do with this collection is, using his villa as inspiration, we tried to create a collection that mixes a lot of playful with the practical. Like most of our collections, we draw from the natural environment that surrounds this beautiful villa. And then we try to inject some adventure with colour and print.
Your designs are always so chic, Margie. They're elevated simplicity, I always find. They're those items that people can wear all year round. Is that what we can expect to see in this season?
Yeah, I think we always approach our design with a combination of modernity and timelessness. This season, our use of colour and proportions have kind of moved with our customers' willingness to be a little bit more adventurous. So on the runway, we've tried to express it with a bit more, I guess, a playful way of clashing colours, or how we might wear statement outerwear alongside some more simple bases. I think it'll really illustrate what a simple change can create a lot more energy into everyday dressing.
Now, you just said before about bringing more adventure for the client. Who is the Victorian Woods client in your eyes?
I don't have a very specific customer. For me, it's more about an attitude and a lifestyle. So she could be a mum on the run who shares a wardrobe with her daughter. She's quite brand aware and she really appreciates quality and Australian-made design that will last a lifetime. She could be a professional who needs a very adaptive wardrobe that takes her, you know, from school drop-off to work, then to drinks. I think she's just a very modern woman who's very considered in her dressing, even when she's lounging at home, and really understands how fashion makes her feel. You know, that could be confidence, or it could empower her to get through her day no matter what direction it takes.
I'm definitely the daughter that shares her clothes with her mum client for Victoria Woods.
So do I. My daughter's always in my cupboard, so yeah, I love that.
So how do you keep sustainable and ethical production at the core of Victoria Woods?
There's a lot of things that we do to remain sustainable and ethical, but I'll touch on a couple of things. Firstly, and I think it's one of the most important things, is that we approach our designs in a way that we want them to live forever. So quality and timelessness is really important. And, you know, with this philosophy front of mind, it helps us ensure that we've got a really sustainable approach to design. Secondly, since the brand was born about 18 years ago, we've worked with really natural fibres, like Australian Merino was our very first textile that we worked with. Then it moved on to organic cotton. And today we're really well known for our tailored bamboo designs. So beautiful natural fibres are very much part of our core fabrication. And lastly, we're predominantly Australian made, which we're really proud of. I think this helps us ensure that we've got a really strong ethical approach to our production, and that our work because it paid well and they work in really good environments, and we're accredited by the ECA, and they help us ensure that our partners, their environments work well, and, you know, they're paid well per piece, and the whole way that they work is, you know, accredited.
As you said, the majority of your garments are made here in Australia. Do you find that difficult to keep doing?
It's always been a little bit difficult because there's a lot of limited machinery here that we can work with, and, you know, the expertise to run machinery needed to create new knit recycling methods, for instance, is really limited. But I think one of the major roadblocks faced by local designers and production long-term is probably the scarcity in skilled makers and manufacturers. But we're really lucky because we've built our relationships over 18 years and alongside some of the partners who've been with us from the very, very beginning. So it's been very much like a family. Growing up together, they're in and out of our head office daily, collaborating on each design daily. So I think we're quite lucky.
That's incredible. I imagine your brand and your company would be very family-like when you've been together for over 18 years.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they really are part of our family and they're true partners to our brand.
So the company has a partnership with Thread Together, aligning with International mm-hmm. Women's Day. Why is this so important to you?
Probably for a few reasons. We're a business and industry dominated by women, which is so rare, I think. So to support an organisation that helps lift women and give them opportunity if they don't have the means to really get out there and succeed in life is really important. And many of these women will probably be working for us one day. So I think it feels right to support this organization. And secondly, it makes sure that whatever excess we have in fabric or clothing goes to a really good home. So in that sense, it really helps close the loop in our design and production processes, which is again, a very positive environmental initiative for us.
So if you were talking to the young designer in you today or any young designers out there today for International Women's Day, what's a piece mm-hmm. of advice that you'd like to give them?
I would say probably to maybe ignore any negative talk or anyone in the background maybe saying to you that you can't do this for some reason or another, because I know I ignored it growing up, or even just starting my own business, I had to ignore that noise behind me, and to really just go in with a lot of positivity and focus, because you can, you know, really achieve whatever you want to achieve if you're sort of persistent and have a very positive mindset.
Thanks so much, Margie, for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. Remember, you can get tickets to PayPal Melbourne Fashion Festival at melbournefashionfestival.com.au. I'll see you again on The Fashion Update.
The PayPal Melbourne Fashion Festival's closing runway, a spectacular experience to close Australia's largest fashion event. Featuring a lineup of Australia's leading designers, the closing runway will celebrate ready-to-wear and red carpet dressing with statement-making collections inspired by glamour, extravagant silhouettes and individual style. Don't miss the closing runway, presented by Visit Melbourne and Harper's Bazaar, Saturday, March 12th at Margaret Court Arena. Tickets at paypal.mff.com.au.